Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Podcast Move Trends. The podcasts, convention, festival, professional, whatever.
Industry meetup.
Industry meetup. That's
it's a
right.
Con, dude.
It's a convention. It's a con, dude.
PodCon.
Top notch. PodCon.
Unless that's another one, probably, that's branded already as PodCon.
Right.
Look, anyway, but you're there. That's why
I'm there, baby.
Title.
Just got down here. I have not left my hotel room because I've been recording podcasts, but about to go out and just
stream
you
from
know,
Ely.
Walk around. Yeah, exactly.
Live stream.
I'm going to go around with a handheld recorder and just interview people as though they were witnesses to the JFK assassination.
And what did you think that day? I'm sorry, what? JFK was assassinated. Say hi to Jack if you're at the movement. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be on the floor out there.
Yeah, I will
rubbing
be.
Elbows.
I'll be on the floor just walking around, real sweaty, just shaking hands.
Muttering stuff under your breath as you walk by the Daily Wire booth.
Oh, my gosh. There is a Daily Wire booth, and I have just been informed it is next door to a Jordan Peterson booth.
No, it isn't.
They have nailed it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy. Shit.
And I believe there's been a Ben Shapiro sighting down here.
Yes. Great.
Hopefully I get to network with Ben. That would be fucking
Hey, Ben, I really want to talk to you about vaginal wetness. Yeah. It's so bad, right? What is he saying?
You have a medical condition, ma'am.
What? All right. Well,
anyway,
maybe spare yourself from having to cast your gaze upon that.
Daily Wire apparently has a popcorn machine. I think that's their thing is they like popcorn, and their thing in addition to being racist pieces of shit is that they like popcorn and to always have a popcorn machine.
Yeah, stop by the Daily Zeitgeist booth. We're handing out instructions on how to make guillotines.
Yeah, iHeart didn't give us a Daily Zeitgeist booth.
Well, the only one of us is there, so it'd be pretty sad. Wait, where's the other guy? Oh, yeah. Budget cuts, man.
Budget cuts is just me now. I actually do the Miles voice.
It's an AI voice. More on that later.
Missy Elliott is trending. She tweeted this question, which is a good question.
Yeah. Is there a difference between a, quote, hit and a, quote, classic record or no? And if so, what is the difference?
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah. I mean, what difference between a lot of people had, she just followed up. She said, okay, I like the answers. Some people said sometimes it, people use them interchangeably. I feel like I have definitions for what those things are. I don't use them interchangeably. A hit is, I think, something you go, that was a very popular song.
Right. It was everywhere. It was unavoidable.
Yeah. Like, that's a hit. You're like, dude, that's a hit record.
Classic, it has to stand the test of time.
Yeah. What's a classic to you?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it makes it into a permanent rotation, like, of music that I will listen to, I guess, would be a classic. That it still sounds good a couple years on. That it doesn't make me go, what the fuck were we thinking?
Right. I look at all my LMFAO vinyls, and I'm like, wow. I did not know a lot
And you're like,
music.
Damn, they have a lot of classics, right?
Yeah. I'm like, I got bad taste, and I know it. I think a classic, though, it's also more than just like something that was on the chart. Like, you can measure it in like cultural impact too.
If they're putting it in movies that are set in the time period that it was released,
classic.
It's not an ironic needle drop. It's not like a look at these dipshits,
like Barbie type Girl thing.
Right. Exactly. Although Barbie Girl, I think, might be kind of a classic.
Yeah.
Of that,
I guess.
Era.
I do get energized too, because it's hard. That's so funny, because then I'll be like, man, remember La Bouche? Mm-hmm. Like, I was fucking with La Bouche heavy.
But it's interesting Missy Elliott is asking it, because I do feel like all her hits are classics. You know,
it's like, I'll say this,
probably,
like,
not all her classics are hit, right?
Right. And also, classics don't have to be necessarily super popular, right? Like, I'll say Hey Ya by Outkast is a hit. Spodeyody Dopalicious is a classic.
I would say Hey Ya is also a classic, though.
Let's see. That's in the eye of the beholder. I get it, too. But for me, then there's like something, like, I'll hear Hey Ya, I'm like, that's a good song. I hear Spodeyody Dopalicious, I'll
I mean,
rip my fucking shirt off.
One of the best songs of all time. Brian came through with Jazzy Bells off the ATLians album.
Okay.
Interesting. That is a classic.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have many songs that I would say aren't classics from that era.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that was an interesting.
But that's what as I was saying it, I realized that I was saying was a hit is a classic. So a classic is a eternal, right? Like, it's
whereas
a hit, like, is sort of a thing that happened.
Okay. I like
right?
that. Yeah.
All right. 2 trillion, baby.
Yeah. A lot of people responding, mostly on the GOP side, being like, you're giving 10,000. Wow. Joe Biden. Someone said Joe Biden's like Kevin McAllister with his daddy's credit card in Home Alone 2, just charging it to the game. Billions to this, 300 billion to students. Sure. And then many people
were they trying to make him sound not cool? Because that,
I know exactly.
That just makes him sound way more fun than he actually is.
He used a Talkboy FX to goof Putin on a call. Hey, Vladimir, I'm home early. But yes, a lot of people responding to all of that by saying, okay, what about the $2 trillion giveaway, the Trump tax giveaway that y'all voted for? What about that? You're complaining about $300 billion? Please. Like, where
what about
other
the
going?
Majority of student debt that he is choosing to leave in existence, right? Like, this isn't wiping out most of student debt, even.
No, so, like, but, you know, everyone's got to go. It's wild because, you know, like, the GOP just has to respond to any act that's trying to create any kind of equity as being like, this is fucking awful.
But this is bad for them, right? Like, the wing of the party that is objecting that, like, that comment comes from is the Paul Ryan wing, and they are decidedly not ascendant. Like, that is the people who are like, we gotta wipe out debt, and like, didn't really have any popular support. They were just like the Democrat Party, which is just like a manufactured thing to keep capitalism intact. So I feel like this is bad for them that Byron did this. It would have been way worse if he had done more. But
well, and also, I mean, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, the timing of this fucking chef's kiss, right? Because the Republicans would have to go to fucking court immediately to try and stop this. And you put that against the backdrop of the midterms, and you're like, yo, these guys are, look at what they're trying to do right now. You want to vote for them? I mean, it's brilliant gamesmanship with people's fucking livelihoods.
Lives.
I'm like,
I mean, we
knew
he was waiting for something.
Yeah. Fucking do something about the interest. Seriously.
Yeah. For real.
Anybody like myself, when I was stupid and got a credit card and I shouldn't have, and I was just doing minimum payments, I'm like, the bill's getting bigger, but I'm paying it every month. Yep. Oh, interest. Demonic interest on it. Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, that shit is awful. Interest will kill you financially.
More tomorrow on that.
Pat Ryan is trending. This is the name of a Democratic candidate who won New York's 19th congressional district and was fairly recently trailing in polls by double digits behind the Republican candidate. This was like a special House election, like a special district where somebody vacated the position to go be the lieutenant governor. So it's not the most important district in the world, I guess. They quit to be the lieutenant governor.
We love a special one. We love a special election.
We love a special because it's off beat. So you get to clap on the downbeat. You get to see what's happening. People get to judge this and be like, this means this is going to happen in every election. But people are saying this is significant because he was trailing so much. The Supreme Court overturned Roe, and then the election happened and he won by 4 points. So trailing by more than 10, won by more than 4. People are like, that means Democrats got a 14-point swing. Which we don't know. We don't know what happened, but it does seem to bode well. And people are saying the stats are good for a lot of people registering to vote in record numbers.
Yeah,
a lot of women. Registering to vote.
Not a lot of men, though, huh?
Yeah.
Not really in touch with what's at stake there. But
I'm already registered because everybody already knows that I'm the most important decision maker. That
I
should be voting. I vote for my household.
I say, honey, give me your ID. I'm going to vote for us. Here I go. Yeah, I mean, like, this is this will be welcome news to Democrats who feel like, okay, we don't have to do much then.
Right.
If this is happening, we don't have to do much. You see this? You see this shit? Look at these numbers, baby. Do we have a plan? No. But based on these numbers and the very little effort we want to put into shit, we're loving it. We're loving it. That's why I'm glad to see there are some cautionary pieces being written where people are like, don't get so fucking hopped up on like hopium right now with what you're seeing. It's just, this is something that is it's going to be a long project considering the amount of like wins the Republicans are racking up at the state level. Because that's really that's a whole other battlefield that has to be addressed from the politicos.
The Democrats are talking about this behind the scenes because it's like, do they tell themselves, are they willing to admit to themselves that, man, progressive politics really seem to be helpful? Like, is Joe Biden being like, well, we can't go that far because it's just not good for people? Or how is he like thinking about this?
I mean, look, there are advisors that seem like they have a head on their shoulders, and I don't know what they're saying in meetings, but I think at the end of the day, the people he listens to are probably just people that are like the most like-minded, you know? You've heard Jabari and I talk about the Lakers. You know what I mean? We don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, but the Lakers aren't. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, it gets insular. At a certain point, you're like, oh, right. There's other, like, when you're talking with your people, it's very easy to be like, we're right about this thing and not take the time to be critical. And I guess,
it's
and also
the kids
momentum.
Who are wrong. Yeah.
Right. The momentum of Joe Biden's career, too, is just being Mr. Corpo. So,
yeah.
Unless, like, he did mushrooms or something last weekend and, like, had a vision. I don't know. No.
He doesn't even drink, man. Like, which I respect if you know.
I like how you said you're like, you don't even drink, man.
Well, like, I feel like he is the straightest of straight edge. Like,
oh,
I don't know. Yeah. People who don't drink and never drank, that is wild to me. But, you know, I respect it.
Hey, you know, some people seen some shit and they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Not for me.
That's right. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and House of Dragon, I have had a chance to watch it on a plane. I think I will keep watching it.
Okay.
It reminded me of early days Game of Thrones, where we were just worried about succession, you know, who was going to get to the throne, and anything could happen, and it wasn't going to be controlled. It's also based on George R. R. Martin, so it's not going to be controlled by the narrative whims of a writer's room, you know?
Right.
So I am at a point where I feel like anyone's head could get cut off, which is,
oh,
that's what I like. It's what I liked, okay, about Game of Thrones when it was firing on all cylinders.
Is there has someone done a House of the Rising Sun cover to this? This looks like it's right there. That's
right
all
there.
I keep thinking of. There was
House of the Rising
a
Dragon.
House in Westeros. They called it the Dragon. You know what I mean? Look, it's right there.
Say, they called Targaryen.
Well, but it's the House of Dragon, House of the Rising Sun. My mama made my blue jeans. I love that song. That part.
I do love that.
She made my new blue jeans. Okay. Great. I'm still carrying the disappointment of the original Game of Thrones series. So I have a bit of a tortured relationship with it. I was telling you,
yeah,
I'm
me
like,
too.
I'll check it out maybe, but I'm not really like, oh yeah, I want that back. I'm like waiting, like you're saying. So one point, because you said, oh, it's not terrible. And then I just need like three more homies to be like, oh, it's good. And then maybe I'll dip my foot. Until then.
Yeah, like people you actually respect. I will say the king looks like David Schwimmer with a silver wig on, and that is bothering me. The other two main Targaryens are—they nailed it. They look like they have that white silver ass hair grown out of their head. So that's okay. Pretty dope.
Shout out silver ass hair.
Shout out to the silver ass hair, Laura Loomer, famous racist, right wing troll.
Yeah.
What happened? Where's she at?
Dude, lost her primary.
What?
And is absolutely like being like, it's rigged. She was crying. She's like, I'm not conceding anything. And it's the thing that's freaking me out is she didn't lose by a lot for someone who's like so Islamophobic, so racist, you know, just a fascist saying the wildest shit. And people are like, yeah. Let's vote for that. We were watching a video yesterday of the people in Florida and in the villages. We're like, boomers for Loomer, boomers for Loomer. And it looked like a hostage video.
That generation, man. Wow.
A lot of people are making jokes about because she handcuffed herself to the Twitter headquarters. I don't know if
That's
you remember
where
that.
Where I know her from. To get I was her just going to look that up to make
yeah.
sure.
And people yeah. were like walking by her. They're like, can I get in my fucking job? Like, get the right. fuck out my way. So yeah, there's just a lot of tears being shed. But like, I'll just play this clip because it's
that's wild like it. Though. Okay, so she's famous, like she's just an online troll, and then she's running. This is the first time she's run for office, and she came close to the incumbent.
Oh, dude, she's a whole nother level. You know what I mean? Lauren Boebert would look like fucking Hillary Clinton next to her.
Right. Looks like she's the keynote speaker. At a podcast movement. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, shit. But just I want you to hear her again, because like they all have the same playbook, which is like, even though you lost in a primary race to another Republican, there's still massive fraud that has to be addressed. But that was based off of Democrat. I don't know. This is her crying.
We are losing our country because of big tech election interference. And I am pleading with the Republican Party to please start taking this issue seriously. Please. Because the American people deserve representation.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you're not there. But, I mean, you know, telling
her theory of the case is that, but like Twitter is conspiring against her by like blocking her account from saying racist shit or something.
Yeah. And then a lot of people were like, wow, you're out here hanging out with like groypers like Nick Fuentes, who is violently anti-Semitic, and Loomer herself is Jewish. But again, strange bedfellows when you're just being like, let's look past all of that. I'm white first.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, can't leave it alone, Miles. You cannot leave it alone. Edible straws. What's going on?
The glizzy straw discourse I saw resonate across like New York Twitter and Instagram. Baseball Twitter and Instagram, a lot of people had thoughts on, like, people were disgusted by the idea of this person drinking a hot dog, like, beer straw, whatever.
Damn. Okay.
But in the takeout, I gotta say, Brianna Wellen over there makes a good case to say all straws actually should be edible.
Thank you.
And I'm kind of with that. I'm like, in a dessert context, hell fucking yeah. I would, if there's something
in a movie
sweet,
theater, Twizzler straw? Yes.
Oh, people always did Twizzler straw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you drink a root beer float with a Twizzler straw for the trifecta of sugar. But like, I think of like a cookie straw and a milkshake. I'm like, oh, yes, please. But the other argument is just about waste. If we had edible straws, that'd be a very interesting shift. Because there's like pasta straws out there. I don't know if you've seen those. But
for what? What are we, just marinara
like
sauce?
They're made of pasta, like dry pasta.
Oh, dry pasta straw. Like, I got it. So instead of the
material,
bamboo
yeah.
solution.
Or plastic. Yeah, exactly. All so, right. You know, these are things. These are things.
Yeah, I think I've drank out of a pasta straw. I feel like it's split open. I'm probably not gentle enough with my straw.
Just chewing on it. You're like, it's kind of like pasta when it gets wet enough.
Yeah, I actually have the sense memory of chewing on the dry pasta and it being harder than I would have liked it to be.
Isn't that like the most upsetting thing? Like when you're a kid and you eat dry pasta for the first time, you're like, it's going to melt in my mouth. The way we make pasta is you put it in water and then it's noodles. I remember like fucking up the roof of my mouth by like trying to just bite a big ass piece of macaroni or something. Shanked my mouth.
remember that being disappointing. I remember drinking coffee for the first time being disappointing because of how good it smells.
And right, just bitter.
It.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? Is this supposed to taste like this?
Right, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, August 24th. We are back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of the show.
Yep.
Very good one, I will say. Mm-hmm. Worth checking out. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.